Hey there, this is Olivia, and if you've been reading my blog, experiencedmistress.com, you see that I talk a lot about the phrase gift of submission. So I'm doing a whole blog post about that and asking the question, what does it mean to be the submissive in a dominant submissive relationship? For some, it's expressed as cock control, where the control of your sex organs are handed over to mistress. For some people, the actions can include any level of erotic pain play, like spanking. No matter what the actions are, remember the psychology is erotic submission. So, what is it to be the submissive partner in a DS relationship? Like most things in our world, I think the answer is, it depends. And I'm not saying that simply because it's easy to hedge conversational bets and not piss anyone off by avoiding opinions. I have opinions. I express them. Most of those opinions come with wordy comments, so I like to post the blogs that I post to be a little shorter and a little bit more about what you think. So, back to the original question. What is erotic submission? I'll get you started with a couple of comments. The first from Magnus, who says, submission is what one makes of it for me. It's giving of oneself for another's pleasure. Oh, I love that definition. It's short, simple, and it doesn't tell the whole story. You know that Magnus wrote more, right? Of course he did. He's like me. You'll see more of this comment in other posts. So, what does submission say about you, the person who's doing the submitting? Alice Wonder says she believes she has a submissive nature, so this becomes an expression of who she is. Alice says, it is something I enjoy giving to a dominant woman, but I would like to emphasize the word give. In role play, my submission is something a dominant woman can demand of me, but only because I have already given it to her. My submission is a gift I enjoy giving to a dominant woman who enjoys receiving it. If she doesn't want it, then I cannot give it to her. If I do not want to give it, she cannot demand it of me. In that respect, we are both on that level, and we're still balanced and equal because we are both voluntarily entering into the dynamics of a dominant submissive relationship. Submission is thus an expression of free will. Wow, thank you, Alice. This is a fantastic comment. So, let me ask you. Have you ever thought that submission to a dominant woman is a sign of weakness? Submission is a sign of weakness? Hardly. Some people who don't really know what it is get confused because of the naughty names used in erotic humiliation or the wicked pain play during a scene. But submission itself is very different from the actions of the scene. I think those who think submission is a sign of weakness don't really understand the nuances of erotic power exchange, but that's just me. I think it takes strength to submit. A true submissive is a very strong person, as one submissive describes in this post about what it takes to be a male submissive. Now to your questions. What sort of gifts have you given as a submissive? Alice, you gave me a very lovely gift on my featured mistress day, and I thought of you as I typed the question. So, tell me, what gifts have you given to mistress? You know I want to hear your answers on my blog, experiencemistress.com, and I'd also like to hear them from you in person. Call 1-800-601-7259 and ask for Olivia.